No matter what lies in the future of Panola's processing facility, the locals will always refer to it as the Saffrise Factory. McCain Foods bought it back in 1992, and for more than 20 years it was where the region's spuds were turned into potato chips. But in 2013, McCain announced it was shutting the site down, cutting 60 jobs and sending potato growers into a spin. The farmers joined forces and put in an offer to buy the facility. They believed the deal was sealed, but at the last minute, meat processor Midfield Group put in a successful offer. And yesterday, that company confirmed rumours that had been flying around for months. Yes, just a week after processor United Dairy Power went into administration, SA would get a new one. Potato grower Terry Buckley says that's fine with him. There are separate facilities for dairy and spuds to continue on at the same time.
Yeah, it's business as usual, storing potatoes at the site. A deal's been negotiated between McCain and Midfields, and the normal amount of potatoes we would have stored there if the factory was still running is still occurring.
Why did you and other growers want to take control of that site?
Well, we were reasonably concerned about our future in that there was no saying who was going to get the site, and they may not have had any interest in actually, you know, releasing the stores to McCain, because then that was jeopardising our long-term future here. It's, you know, it's one of the better outcomes that could have happened in that we and McCain still have access to that site. It's a five-year deal, which I think starts to get renegotiated in about 3 years. So hopefully there's an ongoing and long-term future there.
If the potato industry did take hold of that site, they were going to have to find another party to use up the other facilities anyway.
Yeah, we were sort of keen to see if we could, you know, use it as a sort of a focal hub for the region here, where we might have been able to collect up product to ship it to Adelaide and Melbourne and try and sort of improve the general coordination of horticulture development in the region.
Now, since that letdown is kind of behind you, can we actually call this a win-win? You know, a win for the dairy industry, a win for potato growers, a bonus for the whole region in that there will be job creation. Are you quite happy about the announcement today?
Yeah, no, for sure. It hasn't caused any hiccups whatsoever, and at this point in time, there's been no loss to us, and hopefully, you know, it'll help a flourishing dairy industry. So we look forward to a win-win, and only time will tell.
So what will this new processor mean for dairy farmers? James Mann is one of the biggest in the southeast, and he is cautiously optimistic.
If another processor brings opportunity in increased milk prices or less volatile milk prices, then I think it's a good thing. And if they don't bring those attributes to the table, it's probably more of the same.
Do you think there is enough supply to warrant another processor in this area of the world?
I think there's enough opportunity to be enough supply. There's enough water around, there's enough land around that if dairy was providing consistently the highest return, then there would be the opportunity for that country to go to dairy. Right at this very moment, there's around about 320 million litres, I think, out of the southeast total supply. So it depends on how much milk that plant wants at this stage. Most of it goes back to Warrnambool.
What about the state of South Australia? Obviously, recently UDP went into administration. That's all closing down at this point. What about those SA farmers closer to Adelaide? Do you think this is a viable option for them?
For some of them, it will definitely help. It will, again, depend on the product mix that comes out of that factory and the supply arrangements which the factory makes for those suppliers and whether the margin's there or not there.
How impressive would that milk price have to be, do you think, to win people from Murray Goulburn and Warrnambool Cheese and Butter, these other processors? Will it have to be pretty substantial?
I think everybody would have a differing view on what their loyalties are worth. There would be a small percentage of people who are dissatisfied with who they're supplying would be looking for new people to supply to. I think the vast majority would need a premium over their existing supply arrangement to shift camp. If you look back with history, when people are offering perhaps more than 5 or 6 cents above existing supply, they tend to be able to get as much milk as they want.
Midfield Group Managing Director Colin McKenna understands farmers don't yet share the same confidence he does in the dairy sector, but he plans to lead by example.
I think there's a lot of people out there, a lot of farmers in particular, have had a lot of negative stories over the last few years. But if you see somebody that's going to invest large sums of money, and we in particular have a vision to also invest in, we have farms in South Australia, but to invest in dairy farms as the future draws on, as we have in the Western District. Here in the Warrnambool area, this year we'll produce something like 40 million litres of milk ourselves as a company. Everything is about confidence, and we've seen that over the last few years with the drop-off of the milk supply.
As for luring farmers away from other processors, that's not a game Mr McKenna plans to play.
We're not so much looking for existing farmers. We're midfield in general, are about growing the market, right? And the first stage will need 160 million litres of milk a year. We produce 40 million of our own, so... You know, that's nobody's milk, that's our milk. It's not a big thing.